The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob the Great One Lonzo with you here on a lovely upstate Wednesday morning. Coming up in the next segment, Mark Bonetti, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, will join us live on the stream. And for those of you that had to bail out because the stream went down, well, we're back just like that. You're welcome. Stream is back up and running. Texter says, Rob, has anyone ever told you you look like Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? And the answer is yeah, like a whole lot of times, dude. Like a whole lot of times. Particularly a character by the name of Fat Mac. Fat Mac is a name that I have gotten many times. And I totally understand it.
Fat though?
Yeah, so Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So that doesn't apply to you anymore.
No, because even like, all right, so.
You are forever Will Wheaton in my heart.
I accept that and I respect that too. I've gotten them both. I'll just for the lulls, I'll pull up on the screen so that for those of you who've never seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia or don't know who Rob McElhenney is. If you've ever watched Welcome to Wrexham, Rob McElhenney is the guy who bought a soccer team with Ryan Reynolds. On the stream right now, that's Fat Mac. On the left, that's Rob McElhenney on the right.
So it's just a beard. That's all it is. Because your beard is tight and it's trimmed a certain way. And that's so anybody else who has a that similar beard. But facially, you don't look like that dude.
I disagree. I disagree.
You don't look like that dude at all.
You've said that about a lot of people that a lot of other people think look like a lot of other people before.
Well, here's the thing. I think people are trying to be nice to you, and I don't have to do that. Yeah. No, I just don't see it.
So Rob McElhenney is a...
with the hockey jersey, though, the Cameron vibes are happening big time.
Ugh. That one actually bothers me. Will Wheaton, I got respect for. I like that. Mac from Always Sunny, I got respect for that one, too.
Do the hey, bada, swing.
No, not doing any of that. So, Rob McElhenney is, he's been on the show for God, however long this show's been running, like 16 years. And for the record, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is my favorite comedy television series of all time. It is above The Office. It is above Parks and Rec. It is my favorite comedy TV show of all time. And Mac is a big part of the reason why. The story, Rob McElhenney is a super in shape dude. Like he's just absolutely shredded. Well, in the show, they did a season where Fat Mac was repressing the fact that he's a gay character. And so in response to repressing that truth about himself, he goes on an eating bender and Rob McElhenney in real life got real fat to play that character. And the problem was, I had always been told I look like Mac. And then they did a season of Fat Mac. And I started getting told a lot more that I look like Mac from Always Sunny. But I started getting you look like Mac from Always Sunny a lot more after he became Fat Mac. And that was a bit of a shell shock for me. Bit of a shock. Because I did. It just is what it is. Because I did. I'm not even ashamed of it. Also, one of the greatest television shows of all time. If you've never seen it, it's worth the watch. But yes, Texter, to answer your question, I have gotten many times in my life that I look like Mac from Always Sunny. Here, I'll give you one better comparison. For those of you on the stream, if you're not on the stream, you should join us on the stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. To give you a more apt comparison, great one, of what I look like compared to Mac. On the left is Fat Mac, and on the right is the Mac that I get compared to all the time. That's the Mac I think I look like. But on the left is Fat Mac, and the answer is, yeah, that's me. That's what I look like when I knock down a bourbon and Coke at the bar.
Maybe that's the thing. I've never seen you in your supposed natural habitat, so I just see you at work. So.
It's fair.
And you're wearing glasses, and that guy's not.
Optical pat down. All right, love some Mac. Love Always Sunny. Yes, Texter, to answer your question, I did that all the time.
You're just loving it that you're getting compared to celebrities. That's what it is.
I mean, I look like Mac. There is nothing, I don't benefit it from it in any way, right? Like, if there's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia lookalike contest, I got a chance. If there's a Will Wheaton lookalike contest, I got a chance. But it doesn't benefit me in any way, shape, or form. I'm not better off for it. All right, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If anybody pops up in Always Sunny lookalike contest, holler at your boy and let me know so I can be there. Okay? That's all I'm asking for. I'll tell you what. Let's run to a break. Mark Bonetti is the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. He's going to join us in the next segment of the show. The Bits have a very special puck drop time today. They will be firing up at 10:30 a.m. So if you got that extended lunch break, take your butt on down to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena and let's go watch some daytime hockey at the well. The Bits back home today after an electric Saturday night last night. They're going to try to run it up to two wins in a row. We'll talk to Mark Bonetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I've been doing this a very long time, and over the years, I've had a lot of the voice of the blanks on the show, all right? We got Dan Scott on, voice of the Paladins. I've had the voice of the Saints, the voice of the Tigers, Don Munson. I've had the voice of the Gamecocks. We've had the voice of the Noles and the Gators in years gone by.
Don't forget about Tony Schiavone, the voice of wrestling.
We've had Tony Schiavone, the voice of wrestling on this show. This is the first time. In the 17 years I've been doing this, that not only have I had the voice of, and in this case, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Mark Bonetti, but my man showed up in the suit and tie with the headset on from the top of the booth at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Dude looks like he's ready to call play-by-play of the Rob Brown Show for the next hour and 22 minutes. Instead, he's getting set up for less than 2 hours from now when the Greenville Swamp Rabbits play a little rare daytime AM hockey at the well. Joining us from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena where the Greenville Swamp Rabbits will play today at 10:30 a.m. The puck hits the ice. The voice of the Rabbits, Mark Bonetti on the show. What's up, fella?
You know, Rob, don't tempt me because I will call play-by-play of the show if I have to. It sounds like a heck of a proposition. I'm doing great. I think it's awesome that we get to have a game of this magnitude here. It's the first time in 6 years that we've had a morning puck drop at the well. Super thrilled to be a part of it. This is always one of my favorite games of the year because the kids just provide nonstop energy from the moment doors open to the end of the game, regardless of the outcome. It's just it's awesome.
All right, I just want to say from a technical standpoint, I did not think his mic was working because I heard no breathing. I heard nothing. What a professional. I mean, I was panicking for a second, and then he started talking, and I heard the voice. I was like, okay, All right, because we've had those headsets on. Those things are noisy, and I didn't hear a thing out of it.
Listen, you don't become a voice of the unless you know what the hell you're doing, and Mark Bonetti does.
I try to act like I know what I'm doing. I get a paycheck every 2 weeks regardless. So
that's fair. Me too. That's fair. I made a career out of faking it until I'm making it. Mark Bonetti joining us here on the show. And I do want to talk hockey here in just a minute. But before we get to that, I want to say this, Bonetti. I think this is cool. I have said for years that there's nothing I appreciate more than when local sports teams invest in the community and, most importantly of all, when they invest in the kids of the community and especially for a hockey program in the South. I mean, being able to introduce the next generation of fans is important, but to do something for them like this is fantastic. So to have a 10:30 drop that effectively is serving as a school trip for a few thousand kids from around the upstate, what a killer idea for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
It's great, Rob. We have 3,600 plus students from 9 different school districts coming out. Off the top of my head, we have 2 from Greenville, 2 from Spartanburg, Lawrence, Pickens, Greenwood, Oconee, Cherokee, all coming out today. And manifestly, yes, there's a hockey game going on. It's an important one, too, because the Swamp Rabbits have their first back-to-back wins of the season. They're looking for 3 in a row. This is a Savannah team that's tied for number 1 in the division. So, yes, there is a very important 60 minutes ahead of us this morning. But this is another moment, and I think you and I have had these talks sometimes on air, and more often than not off air, that you got to be a community partner before you're a hockey team. And this is an exact example of that, where not just hockey going on, but we're stressing the importance of education, the importance of great habits through learning. You can learn through sport. You can learn through the classroom, and we get to marry both of those today. Something that really stands out to me when it comes to the educational aspect of today, 26 guys on our roster right now, 19 of them played college hockey at one point, or played, instead of major junior, played primarily college hockey. And so that shows you that, yes, they were there to play hockey, but they also came out with college degrees. And that education is going to set them up for great success. You know, we hope that these guys play for 10, 15 years, but whenever they decide, hey, I'm done, and that's it on the ice, they've got a great setup for their future moving forward. So trying to impart that lesson outside of, hey, let's all watch a hockey game together, that to me is the coolest part of today.
No, I don't disagree. I've said for as long as I've been around youth sports, whether it's coaching or talking about it, promoting or whatever, I don't think that, and I can certainly say it's true for me anecdotally, Mark Bonetti, youth sports and involvement in sports, to me, one of the most important developmental aspects of bringing up the next generation. You can go into the classroom and you learn reading, writing, arithmetic, et cetera, but you also learn, obviously, socializing and being around people and working. But I don't think you can learn lessons like being a great teammate, learning to win with grace and lose with dignity, all these fantastic lessons that I think more people need to be taught as youth. The best classroom for that is sports. And if you can utilize an opportunity like today to get a bunch of kids who maybe don't get the opportunity to be around sports because of whatever is going on in their life, and you provide them with this, it's a great opportunity to get them hooked on sports and into this world that is full of not just entertainment, as we will find out at 10:30 today when the puck hits the ice, but all those fantastic life lessons that come around or come from sports.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Rob, you've seen me in person. I sound a lot taller than I look. I'm a little guy, but I loved playing sports, you know, and I played contact sports. I played hockey. I played lacrosse. I played basketball, you know, and I, you know, learned some great lessons from being able to get hit, take a hit and get right back up and either try to give it back in spades or find a way to find success and be a good teammate. And again, to try and impart those lessons throughout 60 minutes of hockey is very special. And I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without sports and without the lessons that I've learned through sports, both working 12 years now in play-by-play at the pro hockey level, at the collegiate D1 level, to what I learned at school at University of South Carolina, studying what every aspiring broadcaster wants to study and getting a degree in cellular biology, you know, and through even everything before that too, right? I mean, it's just, again, to be able to give those lessons and do it through a hockey game is really special. And, you know, I know every sport has a way of activating on a school day game, but there's just nothing like a hockey game because I think it's just so unique.
All right, let's talk a little hockey. It's the Greenville Swamp Rabbits 10:30 puck drop today against the Savannah Ghost Pirates. And you talked about it a minute ago, an opportunity to move the winning streak to three. I think there's one thing we can say about this team. It's that you got a new coach. That always obviously comes with a new culture. Maybe a little bit slower out of the gate than Coach Kyle Mountain would have wanted. But I think Bonetti is somebody who's watching ice level. You're up in the eagle's nest at the top of the well. I've also seen game by game growth out of this hockey team. And to get win three in a row and to do it against a team that has jumped out to the top of the table early, I think to me, as much as the result matters, the confidence boost that would come, especially to the new guys on the team, if you can string a third together, would be immense.
100%. And think about what that third win means. You have that momentum going up against later this weekend, the back-to-back-to-back defending champions, who coincidentally enough are tied with Savannah for that top spot on the table that you had just mentioned. The team's doing it through a lot of consistent play on both sides of the puck. And you know better than anybody in sports, offense and defense have to go in the exact same direction. At one point over the last weekend, the Swamp Rabbits had scored in seven straight periods. And over their last seven periods, they've only allowed one goal. And that included a massive 28-save shutout from Jacob Ingham on Saturday night, Star Wars night against Atlanta. And that was a huge rebound win, not just because of what had happened the night before against the Stingrays on the road, but just for the team's overall confidence to see the goaltending do what they were doing. Jacob Ingham Saturday, Dryden McKay Sunday playing lights out. I mean, that's huge. And again, it's all about, you know, consistent play across the board, but then consistently building that momentum, because the schedule is only going to get harder, more games back to back. The schedule is going to get even tougher based on who you're playing against. Savannah tonight, Florida Saturday, Sunday, both teams tied at the top. And, you know, so obviously, again, great that we've got all the stuff going on today that we had just talked about, but this is a very important 60 minutes.
Mark Bonetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate, and I'm glad you brought up goaltending, because really the last couple of games I've seen, McKay and Ingham have been brick walls. I mean, they've been stellar between the pipes, and one of the things that Kyle's pointed out, one of the things that I've taken away, is the more that those guys have proven that they are going to be studs in the net, it looks like the Rabbits are able to play a little bit more free on the forecheck, able to advance the puck into the zone a little bit more aggressively. And as that happened, now we're seeing more opportunities, more shots on goals, more fine in the back of the net. How important has it been able to, that the Bits have been able to lean on those two fellas with the helmets on?
Well, it's huge because, you know, and look, there's another marriage there. I mean, yes, the games of Jacob Ingham and Dryden McKay have been phenomenal, but the guys in front of them have to step it up just as much too, and they have. You were there Saturday night, Star Wars night. That last minute, Atlanta's trying to erase a shutout, potential shutout loss, and you've got Tate Singleton literally going headfirst into pucks, blocking shots while down a man with the extra attacker. It takes that sacrifice in front. It takes a brilliant defense to do it too, and they're a tight, close-knit group getting things done. But their play allows the guys to confidently play like that. It allows them to go and get into tougher areas. It allows them to settle down in their own zone, break out, get up the ice, and do things the right way offensively too. So you've got Jacob back there turning aside as many pucks as he had. You have Dryden back there only allowing, you know, a goal in his last appearance. I mean, it's just, it's confidence across the board, knowing that those two guys have your back no matter what.
Talking to Mark Bonetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. I, you know, we talked about it a minute ago, maybe a little bit slower of a start, but I chalk that up to Andrew Lord, obviously, was there for a very long time. He had things going his way, and while Kyle Mountain served as an assistant under Lordo for a year, when he takes over and he's holding the clipboard for the first time, there's just going to be an inherent culture change anytime you switch from head coach to head coach. How would you say Mount's culture compares to Lordo now that there are a fistful of games in the back pocket to talk about? And how would you say the team is responding to that culture shift, specifically the guys like Freeman who have been on this team for a couple of years now?
Well, quite honestly, Rob, I'd say that the culture isn't really different. The same expectations from Lordo are the exact same expectations from Coach Mountain. You know, obviously messaging on a lot of things, especially with X's and O's, is going to be different. But the identity of this team being hard-nosed, defense first, offensive skill, everybody tries to be responsible in every phase of the game, and you're expected to work. You know, Coach Mountain and Coach Dauda aren't here, to paraphrase Gino Auriemma, to coach compete and effort and energy levels. They're here to give you the tactics, right? And so the culture on that front is the exact same from coach to coach. And that's why Kyle was such a perfect fit to be elevated from the assistant coaching role to the head coaching role. That being said, you've got a different cast of characters up front. You've got some younger talent, guys playing in their first year pro that are learning the game. And there's only so much that you can impart during training camp. You know, you learn systems, you learn, you know, professional conditioning, how to compete and whatnot. But you go through 2 weeks of, you know, beating the stuffing out of your own teammate. Then you've got a live opponent who all of a sudden hits harder and is slightly faster. Not to say that our team isn't fast, but there's a different sense of urgency because you don't know what's coming on there, right? Because you're trying to still acclimate to the professional game. So I think now guys are starting to understand, especially those that came from college with a lesser workload of games, almost half of what Major Junior has, that the games are more intense. They stack up faster. The guys hit a little harder. And now that they've adjusted to that and they have the expectations of what the pro game is, now you're starting to see it click. And that's where the power play is coming in, with the likes of a Patrick Moynihan chipping in, Tate Singleton in his second year coming in, Carter Savoy leading the charge as a third-year guy. All of the support that they're getting from the likes of a Parker Berg, who's averaging almost an assist per game as a first-year pro. He's tied with Carter Savoy for the scoring lead at 7 points in seven games. So now the younger guys, it's starting to click. And that's why we're seeing so much consistency across the board. So the culture is very much the same. The messaging is different, but the learning process is also different just because of a new cast of characters and a brand new season. And even for the veterans, too, you're playing with new guys, right? So it's getting used to their idiosyncrasies and whatnot. Now we're starting to see it pay off.
Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Break today's game down for me. Look, it's say what you want. At the end of the day, when the puck hits the ice, you got to go out there and play Swamp Rabbit hockey for sure. But when you're talking about a weird schedule change, a 10:30 in the morning drop, you got to be to the arena earlier than you are pretty much any other day, even when practice is at 11 o'clock most mornings. You're talking about a whole different change from the routine that you were used to, even for a 2:30 Sunday game. So what's the vibe, A, set up for a 10:30 game, and B, what do we expect to see today against Savannah?
Well, my expectation for Savannah today is the most important part of the game. This sounds obvious to say, but I'll explain it in a bit. 5-on-5 is the absolute key today. 5-on-5, even strength, full strength hockey. That's the key today. And I say that because, yeah, Swamp Rabbit special teams are clicking. The penalty kill's been shut down, and that obviously has to continue. They've scored on the power play in 3 straight games. The penalty kill's only allowed 2 goals on 24 killing attempts throughout 7 games this year. It's by far one of the best penalty kills in the league. They're number 4 right now at 91.7%. But 5-on-5 is critical because that's where Savannah's bread and butter is. Their special team numbers aren't there, but they've scored 38 goals on the season through 10 games. 32 of them have come in 5-on-5 hockey. So, you know, they're already averaging almost 4 goals a game as it is. But when 3 of them are coming the way that the game is meant to be played, 5-on-5, that's a troublesome stat. So that's where defense is key. That's where being connected in all 3 zones is key. Making sure that the play is tilted to their side of the ice, but also making sure that you don't give them those odd man opportunities, both on power play and in transition, because it's a team that can skate. It's a team with a lot of firepower, and they can score in every possible way, but they primarily rely on 5-on-5. So the Swamp Rabbits can win the 5-on-5 battle today. That's going to be huge. So that's the biggest key I'm looking for today.
Mark Benetti, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. And moving forward, every Wednesday at this time, we will have our Swamp Rabbit update, and we'll have Benetti on some days. We'll have Mount on some days. We'll have players joining us throughout the rest of the season. 10:30 a.m. puck drop today against Savannah. Then on Saturday, another special puck drop time. That one, 4:05 on Saturday. And then we wrap up on Sunday, 3:05 against the Florida Everblades. Mark Benetti going to be on the call today at 10:30 a.m. My man, I will see you right after the show, big dog. Have a good call.
Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate the time today.
Any and every time. Mark Benetti from the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. We have to run to a break. And when we come back here in just a minute, worry not, kids. We still got 60 more to go. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show is next after Lonzo blows you away with this sports flash.
Batten down the hatches. The second college football playoff ranking have dropped, and Oregon once again holds the number 1 seed, followed by Ohio State. He looks like Winter Soldier, by the way. Texas and Penn State in the top 4. The rest of the top 12 includes Indiana, BYU, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. Boise State, SMU, and Texas A&M are just outside the top 12, with Colorado at 17. And Clemson and South Carolina stacked at 20-21. The Winnipeg Jets made NHL history last night, becoming the first team in league history to win 15 of their first 16 games with a 6-3 victory over the Rangers. We are 3 days away from boxing history as a knockout machine, Iron Mike Tyson takes on the most punchable face in boxing, Jake Paul. Stay tuned right here for the hype leading up to the fight, which goes down Friday night. We're going to talk about all of it on Fight Club tomorrow. You'll see, right here on Fan Upstate.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.